Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jeffrey's in today. Heavy Metal Chris, White Brian. Professor Landini on the IL, dealing with some sickness. Hope Landfill feels better ASAP. Brian, as we get into this, man, I was listening to Van Pelt's podcast this morning driving out here, and he was talking about the Commanders game, and just, you said this, and you're very correct, the worst loss this season was the Packers game.
Yep.
They got their ass kicked. The Atlanta game, offensively, they played pretty well, but weren't able to really close the door with what the Falcons were able to do offensively because their defense really struggled. And then against Chicago, they just gave it away. They were in position to steal it, and they gave it away. Which is interesting because Jordan Reed is a friend of the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Washington is now at 3-3, and it seemed like getting to 4-2. 4-2 to me would have felt very like if we're walking through the jungle and we're looking for like a place to camp, like 4-2 would have felt like firm footing. Like we could put a camp here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
3-3, it's not quicksand. It's not. You know, the swamp, it's not muddy, but I'm not sure I can put a tent down at 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
And what's crazy is people start extrapolating from 3-3 and looking out. Now, Jordan Reed is a friend of the program, right? Mm-hmm. He's ESPN draft expert, and he put, I don't even know that this, he's got a mock out, and he's got Washington drafting probably higher than a lot of people would expect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's far too early for this stuff. It's mid-October.
Content game, bro. Nobody, content games, they don't have a damn clue right now.
The game is the game, baby.
Yeah.
But I don't hate the decision he has. Honestly, all right, Jeff on the show sheet wrote, Commanders predicted to pick high in next year's draft. I would not say the 15th pick is high. Jeffrey.
Middle of the pack.
It means you're probably not a playoff team.
Yeah.
But so that could mean.
I expect them to be picking lower than that.
8-9 wins. Yeah. But I am curious what you think about this. This would be Jordan Reed's pick. A pass-catching tight end is near the top of the Commander's needs with Zach Ertz turning 35 next month and on an expiring contract. Kenyon Sadiq, tight end out of Oregon, would be an appealing successor, providing Jaden Daniels with versatility in the pass game and serving as a dependable run blocker. Sadiq is young. He doesn't turn 21 until March, but he has continued to improve in his first season as a starter, already has 3 TDs on the year. I don't hate that. B, this is a legit pop quiz. Do you know who is currently projected to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft?
Don't have a clue.
I will give you the position and the college.
Okay.
And you got to give me the name.
All right.
The quarterback of the Indiana Hoosiers.
I don't know the name.
This is why the NIL transfer portal era of college football is so crazy, because this is a dude nobody had really heard of. Like, I think going into this season, people would have said, my man from LSU, I think it's Nussmeier, or the dude from Clemson, I believe it's Klubnik. Like, those would have been projected to be the top.
Well, based off all the talk, we would have thought it was going to be Arch Manning.
Yeah, or Arch. Yeah, remember Arch was refused. Where was he refusing to go?
Arch was saying, I'm not going to the draft, because he didn't want to go to the Saints or something like that.
Right.
Guess what, though? You might not be getting drafted that high, dude.
That's why they play the games. Yeah. Fernando Mendoza, quarterback of Indiana. I mean, here's what Jordan wrote. Mendoza is a decisive pocket passer who was impressed this season after transferring to Indiana from Cal, throwing 17 touchdown passes to 2 interceptions with a QBR of 84.2 that ranks 7th in FBS. Throws on time, precise passes. We don't really need to get into draft talk. I will give Jeff a hard time, though, because to say that this has Washington drafting high at 15, when it's probably just a projection based on records through 6 games. Jeff, do you want to defend yourself?
Bro, it was just the article. It would provoke conversation. That's why the headline is there, to provoke conversation. That's how you build a radio show sheet.
Well,
you care to respond, B?
He provoked conversation with one person. You know, I'm not finna talk about no damn draft right now. The season's not even halfway. Let's be real.
I mean, it was something to put on the show sheet, guys. If you didn't like the point, I'll let y'all make it.
You're good, Jeffrey. You're good.
I'm making.
You know what I was
point.
Thinking about this morning?
Don't
in the
talk
shower,
about
Jeff?
Draft talk in the middle of damn season. That's the point I'm gonna make.
Jeff, I was thinking about you in the shower this morning.
What?
Well, I have
a let's stop point. This conversation right now.
I have a broader point. I was thinking about this because I was doing push-ups before I got in the shower. And I was like, man, Jeff has really turned his body around, and he swears it's just push-ups and sit-ups. I believe you, for the record, Jeff. Fred doesn't believe him. That's fine. Fred called him Ozempic Jenkins, which is just a phenomenal nickname. Why, Brian, can we get an Ozempic Jenkins graphic for the stream in between commercials, please? But B, I am confident these young men will not give us the credit we deserve, but I thought of something.
What's that?
Working for us, working with us, whatever you want to say, we have transformed the lives of 2 young men.
Who?
Stallion was a fat slob, decided to get his S together.
Yeah.
Jeff was maybe not full fat slob, but big, and has decided to get his life together. Jeff, do you attribute your lifestyle changes to me and Brian?
Y'all are part of it.
We part of it because he got tired of us talking about him.
Because we give you a hard time. Yeah.
He breathes so damn hard just to walk around and walk to the bathroom.
I'm not
tough
there
love
no
around
more.
Here.
We need everybody else.
Tough love.
We got a lot more. We have some people out in this building now, bro.
Yeah. Tough love around here. All right. Yeah. So shout out to Jeff. Talking draft and losing 50 pounds. It's you know what's funny, man? I was thinking about this.
Oh, man.
I remember this great Kirk Cousins had this awesome line going back, I don't know, probably 7, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. That do you remember the Saints game? You and I were down there. It was when we rode in the back of Maniac's truck through the daiquiri stand.
I like that was fun.
Remember Chris Thompson broke his leg? It was a really, really bad result. I think they were up 2 scores deep into the fourth quarter and ended up losing that
game. We were down in the tunnel when that happened.
Yeah, man, standing next to Tony Wiley. Mm. And Kirk got called for intentional grounding call late in that game. That was an incorrect call. It was very clearly an incorrect call. And when Kirk got to his press conference, so that was a Sunday afternoon game. By the time when Kirk came to the podium Wednesday back in Ashburn, the league had issued an apology They said, yo, that was our bad, shouldn't have called it. And Kirk said, that's great, but the league doesn't care because that apology, when we get to the end of the season and we got more losses than wins and guys start getting fired and guys don't get their contract renewed or guys get cut, nobody's going to point out, oh, but hey, the league apologized in week 12 in New Orleans for a bad call. And I think of that quote a lot because dear friend of the program, Chris Russell, is a lunatic and completely obsessed with the notion of rest in the NFL and who's on the right side and the wrong side of the rest ledger.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
League doesn't care.
They don't care.
Washington's got a short week. They're going to Dallas. The league doesn't care about the short week.
Hey, man, listen to me. See, this is like, I stop worrying about the league. I mean, about the players getting rest. That's, you know, like people talk about the basketball players. Oh, man, they need some rest. You know what they do on their day off? They play basketball. They don't rest. These players here, if the players want to rest, they can go home and just chill instead of sitting there and doing everything else they do. They don't just go home and relax all day. So why people sit up and say, oh, the league don't give them enough time to rest. That one day that they could probably use to rest, they not going to rest. Hell, I lived it 14 years, and believe me, on Tuesday, I didn't just stay in my damn house. Right. I did whatever I chose to do, went and play golf, do whatever, you know, go some racquetball, play basketball, or hung out, did whatever. But you don't just rest. When you are a professional athlete, your body bounces back differently than other people. Believe that.
When we were in L.A., I had dinner. It was a really fun group dinner with a bunch of people, and there was an NBA coach there, an assistant coach. And we were all talking, and it's like, the theory of load management specific to the NBA, and I think you can apply this to all sports, mm-hmm. because I know for a fact when hockey teams go to Vegas to play the Knights, there's like a standing table reserved at Hakkasan in the Wynn. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact when NBA players are worried about their load management, they're often out very late the night before or after a game. So like the rest stuff, the NFL's a physical game, I understand that, and these guys' bodies absolutely get beat up, and Dallas will have had one more day of rest because they played Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Panthers and lost to the Panthers, I might add, parenthetically. Yes, there's a rest factor. But Washington, when they beat the Raiders at home, had played the previous Thursday, and Vegas had to play that Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pendulum of life tends to swing both ways, man. That's all I would say.
Listen, man.
And now,
by the time they played on Monday night, when Sunday shows up, everybody's ready to rock. You know,
better be.
If they would have to play on, they play Monday and had to play Wednesday, then I would understand something. You know, play Monday, I'd play Thursday, I might understand. But when you play Monday, that Sunday, you ready to rock again. Your body basically lets you. And listen, bro, today they get enough rest time. They get rest time when practice was supposed to be going on. They don't practice as long and as hard as they used to. They're getting enough rest. So when the game come, go play. No time for all those excuses.
With the slow starts, maybe rest less, practice more. Dan Quinn actually said, I don't know if we have the audio. I can at least read it. DQ said something really interesting yesterday, specific to the slow starts and specifically about trying to find something to fix that. We'll explain what that is when we return. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.